Dímelo, mi gente. Welcome to the Hackensack Meridian Health State 17. We got another Facebook Live. So everybody in the room and on Facebook Live, first, make sure you guys tag us and retweet and let everybody know we got this popping. But give me the emojis of the hands clapping. Make some noise for Danny Lay. Arranca, muchacha. Oh, wait, we don't have her mic. Hey, sí, sí, dímelo. How are you, my love? Sí. Pa' que lo sepa. We'll chat. Don't talk to me now. Have your mic in hand. Can't nobody hear you yet. Wait, where is it? Oh, it's over there. They put it over there. They threw it over there. Yes, Platana. We are Platanas together. Sure. Que lo que
this
hay.
Is going to be a good interview,
though, of
right?
course. And look at the kicks.
I know. Yeah, you got your foot up. What
yeah,
happened?
I hurt my leg playing softball.
Dang. I know. Have I you used ever to play softball.
For
when
real?
I was young.
You're Dominican. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, that's
what
crazy.
Position?
I was second base.
Oh, I can't do that one.
No.
I do outfield and first base. Oh, you don't talk. Cool. You know, like, if yeah. you were on second, I'd be like, yo, girl, this man's making me mad. Like, have you ever injured yourself?
No. Surprisingly, never? Because I do a lot of stuff. Like, I dance all the time. You would think I'm going to knock on some wood real quick.
Yeah. I would say knock on my head, but hell no. Not Woody over here. But, yeah, we have a lot in common. One, we're Dominican.
Wow.
Two, I lived in Orlando.
Wow.
And that's softball. It. That's all we got together. That's it. That's
and we
it.
Play
that's
softball,
it.
Too.
And we play softball. Está, número tres. Do you nice. Speak Spanish really good? Or?
Sí, pero un poquito. It's a little bad.
Spanglish. Like,
yeah, Spanglish.
I'm
but I understand it. I speak Spanish to my abuela all the time. You know what I mean? I could hold it. I got Spanish records, so.
I know. Good, you know. I wanted to hear about that. Before we get into the music, I first got to get to know you.
Yeah.
I mean, because I've been stalking you. The first time I was ever introduced to Danny Lay. Did I say it right? Danny Lay?
Yes, Danny Lay.
Was Gabrielle Union.
Oh, yeah.
Doing cool. The little bae going up the escalator. Did you see that?
Of course.
I was like, what song is this? I didn't even care about her dancing.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, that record is dope. I was like, little fine
hey,
print.
That's da-da-da-da-da. Dope. Everyone gets put on a different way. So
hell yeah.
Cool.
But I seen you before, of course, doing the Shiggy Challenge,
yeah,
which,
yeah.
I mean, that's all everybody talks about.
Yeah.
And then now the little bae.
Yeah.
How did I not know you in Orlando? You weren't like really, were you there or were you flying in and out?
No, I lived there when I was 10 till I was 16. So I went to middle school and high school there.
Did you ever listen to, oh, damn it, there ain't no competition here. Power 105.1, that was on that
back
one.
Then,
no, Power 95, Power 95.3.
Power 95.3, yep.
With Obi and Little Sean.
Yep.
And then I did 102 Jams with
oh,
Ricky.
Wow, cool.
So those are stations, you never went and danced at the clubs out there?
No, I was little. Like, I was only 16. Like, I was just dancing in, like, dance class.
For real?
Yeah, I was never dancing, like, out there like that, for real.
Because I'm like, the girls that be at the clubs over there, at, like, Beecham
and stuff.
Yeah,
I didn't go to clubs at all. I think my first club I went to, I was probably, like, 18 or something.
Get out!
Yeah.
Why? You didn't creep in? You're a dancer. Like,
no, actually, I'm lying. I did go to a club in Orlando a couple times when
Mentirosa.
I was 16. Yeah.
Which clubs did you used to go to? Or did you go to,
I
if you can
even
remember?
Remember.
It.
I know there was some Dominican spots. You remember back then?
Like, no, that was Cuba Libre. That's all I knew.
I don't remember the name.
Oh, no. This was it was the tourist ones. Because the Spanish ones, I lived in Tampa for a little bit.
Oh, cool.
But then I went and worked in Orlando.
Nice.
And when I found out that you were in Orlando, I was like, yo, how did I called up everybody I knew that was like a promoter.
Yeah.
I was like, did we ever have her out there?
No, I wasn't. I think my career started really when I moved to LA when I was 16.
Yo, and that's crazy that your mom gave up everything to go to LA for you.
Mm-hmm. My mom, my parents, my dad. Yeah.
They just chucked the deuce?
Yeah, you know, I was signed to a dance agency and it was in LA, based in LA. So we would try to go back and forth, you know, for auditions, but it was just too much money. So she was like, let's just stay out there for a month and see what happens. And then we just stayed for 9 years, and that's now we're here.
She didn't say, mira, muchacha, si tú no haces algo en esta vida.
I know, she's like, we're going back. But, but no, it worked out, and, you know, they ended up losing the restaurant that they owned.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
Yeah, they owned a restaurant. Did you know about the restaurant?
No, but I heard you talking about it before.
Yeah.
And did you ever work in there? Did you
I
ever
did.
Do, like, dancing and waitressing?
I was a little hostess at first, and then I started being a server. So, actually, I was a little boss little girl. I was, like, started to, like, manage and everything. Like, I was. You know,
and if I was a waitress along with you, I'd be like, "Y esta muchachita, trying to tell me what to do."
But everybody thought I was older. Like, everyone thought I was like 18.
For real?
Because, you know, I was serving alcohol. I can't serve alcohol at 15 years old.
Yeah, hell no.
So, but it was, you know, mom and pops. Like, nobody really cared.
Did you have fun? I love waitressing.
Yeah, I love waitressing because I love talking to people. So it was cool.
Yeah, and so when you left, did you continue doing waitressing? Because, you know, in between jobs with dancing and stuff, what were some of the in between jobs?
You know, I had one in between job, and it was just because I just felt like I just wanted a job. I wanted my own, like, little money. I worked at The Habit.
What's The Habit?
Y'all know what that is?
No, no, what is that?
Oh, it's like a burger spot.
Oh, and but that's in L.A.
It's in L.A. Yeah, oh. Yeah, that was after. That's when I moved to L.A. I told my mom, I was like, I want a job. And she was like, I don't think you should get a job because you're busy with dancing. And I was like, just let me get a job. Oh, my God, I started working there, and I hated it. And she's like, nope, you can't quit because you got a job. You got to be responsible. So you're going to have to do that. And I was like, I hated it.
Hey, but your mom seems like a very modern non-Dominican mom, because my mom would be like, búscate un trabajo and pick up another job.
True. But we were good with dancing. Like, I was really, like, working with the
dancing.
You were
getting bread.
She wanted me to, like, focus on that. So,
What'd you do with your first check? Déjame saber.
What, with Def Jam?
Well, no, first check ever. Like, not from the restaurant, because your mom's counting your coins. But, like, your real first check.
Honestly, I didn't really get to, like, appreciate my, like, dance checks. Like, you know, because we were really hustling. Like, we were in a one-bedroom apartment, all of us. Like, my little sister, my dad, like, one bedroom, like, three beds. Like, that's how we were living. And it was just all for the bills.
Hold on, you said three beds or one bed?
Three.
Three? But did you guys put them together?
No, we had, like, it was a big room.
Oh, yeah.
But it was, like, one on this side, one on the other side. The closet was really big, too. So it was a cool little, lit, like, big room. But, you know, all of us, it was a lot. But, yeah, first checks, I can't even remember because we just ended up paying the bills. We never really got to, we didn't live, like, a good life. I mean, not a bad life, but I would say, like, 3 years in L.A., we were struggling.
Get out. And your mom didn't want to open up a restaurant there? You didn't even recommend
that's
it? Like,
my,
mommy.
No, that's my dream. That's what I want to do. Yeah, that's my
what kind of restaurant?
Dream. The same one she had in Orlando. It was fire. It was called Tambora's Grill Cafe. And it was such good food. So L.A. is missing that. We have no good, authentic Dominican food.
They got good Mexican food, though.
I don't even like Mexican food.
Stop, girl! She loves it. She loves it. She ain't messing up
the bag. I could do, like, a good quesadilla or, like, a, you know, tacos here and there, but it's not, like, my favorite, so.
For real? Do you cook? Yeah.
No.
Oh. No.
I don't got time to cook, man. That's what I always say. It's like, if I learned, when am I going to do it?
It's called YouTube or mommy.
I know. I'm pretty sure I could learn if I did because I was raised in restaurants. But
you know what? Next time somebody asks you if you could cook, you'd be like, I don't kill you. That's it. I clean the colon and I don't kill you.
Yeah.
Now, it's you and your mom, your dad, and how many siblings?
I have an older brother, Bills, and a little sister, Brianna.
And I know Bills is on one of your records.
Yes.
For the new album, The Plan.
Yes.
This Friday.
Yeah.
Banacele Baby.
Hey.
And we got little baby in there. Uh-huh. Eli Manita, the sister. She in it?
She's not on it. Actually, she's in a girl group.
Okay.
And they do have a choir type of background on one of my records. So that's cool. She's on it there. But it's dope.
I love how you're going to, all of y'all going to go on tour together and secure the bag together.
Exactly.
How is it working with your sibling? Like, at least with your brother? And
yeah, my brother, he stays on the road with me. He actually just left to go catch a flight. He was here. You guys would have met him. But he's so cool. I love my brother. We're like, we've gotten so close, like, through the years. Like, I remember back then, we used to fight all the time.
Who doesn't?
He's legit, like, my twin. Yeah, they call me, like, they call him the girl version of me the boy version of me because I feel like I'm the oldest sister.
How old are you guys apart from each other?
I'm 23 and he's 26. So he's, like, we're, like, 2.5 years older. I'm about to be 24, so.
So now here, I know he can't answer it, but who is the better sibling of the family? Who's the talented one?
I mean, I think we're all talented.
No. We all got, you know, me and my brothers go at it all the time.
I'll say we're like the, you know, I think my little sister kills us all with the vocals. She's crazy. She could like belt like Beyonce and runs. She's like, she's insane. She's only 14. She's been doing it since she was like 6. Me, I kill everybody in the dancing.
There you go. I was waiting for the beating of the chest.
And then my brother, he's really dope with the pen. I mean, I'm nice with the pen too, but he's really cool with, like, he's a really good writer. So we all three got our strongest, you know, points. So
yeah, you know, listen, me and my brothers, if you were to ask us this question, I'd be like, oh, I'm like, I'm better than you at everything. Yeah. And I start rolling down the road.
No, I gotta give my props, you know.
Hell no.
No?
No.
I'm the best?
You're the best. All right. No. And if they start saying anything, you'd be like, who worked with Prince? I'm Lame. Yeah, because I don't know if you guys know, you worked at the age of 18, because mm-hmm. you said earlier, I'm so young, I could. You were 18 working with Prince. Mm-hmm. Like, ¿cómo fue eso?
It was crazy. You know, it was definitely unexpected. I got an email one day, and it was like, Prince wants you to direct his music video, Breakfast Can Wait. And I was like, what? Is this real? You know?
That's so calm, though. Like, you didn't freak out?
Of course I freaked out. Yeah, of course. My mom.
Prince wants you to direct.
I was like, Mom, what is this? You know, I thought it was fake. And then it was an email from his two dancers, too, so I didn't really know. Got on the phone. They explained to me what was going on, what he wanted. Eventually got on the phone with him, which was, like, nerve-wracking.
You talked to him on the phone?
Yeah, that was the way we communicated throughout the whole process of, like, the music video.
That's nice.
Yeah, so I got to speak to him. You know, he had a, like, super deep voice, super calm. It was cool. And then I got to officially meet him after the music video was shot and at the editing, like, suite when I was editing it. So,
How do you prepare, make a music video? Like, you know, usually people be like, oh, you're just going to go this way. And like, how mm-hmm. is the treatment of it? Because you're not a trained dancer, but you are a dancer that's known since you were young. Mm-hmm. And she's been doing it before she got hired to work with Prince. She was doing it booking for artists like.
Mm-hmm. I worked with Miguel, Jeremiah, Pharrell, Missy Elliott. The list goes on. Meghan Trainor. Worked with a lot of people. Nelly Furtado, Daddy Yankee. Did some.
You hear it. It just runs and runs and runs and runs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Securing the bag never hurt her leg. Looking good. You're a dancer to a, director, right? Is that?
Yeah.
Director. Mm-hmm. How do you turn it on and off? And then how do you come up with that? Like, do you practice at home? Like,
I don't know. For me, dancing is more of like a freestyle vibe for me. Unless I'm having rehearsals for my shows, then of course I'm practicing. But, you know, if the song makes me dance, I'm gonna dance. Like, you know, but directing, I had never directed anything before. So, of course, I had been on set, you know, just from being a dancer. So I got to work with directors and see like what they did and got to see the cameras and like, you know, learn and everything. So writing a treatment was like, okay, let's figure this out. My mom.
But do you write it or you have to draw it out?
Yeah, it's kind of like a PowerPoint presentation. So like, let's say you listen to the whole song and then you're like, okay, first verse, you basically see what you like see in your head. So for me, I was like, first verse, you'll catch me in the kitchen cooking breakfast. And the camera will pan up to her leg to reveal Danny. And then the song starts. Danny dances around the kitchen with her guy preparing breakfast. Like that. Like I'll write all this out so that basically you can see it, visualize it as you write it down, you know?
Did you throw up when you were doing it? Because I would have been nervous.
No.
At what point from directing a music video, probably still doing back dancing for other. Did we decide to say, I can sing, la, 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 la,
you know, sing. It's funny. I always have been singing. Like, back then in my mom's restaurant, there's videos of me in the back of the restaurant doing YouTube covers. But, I got embedded over the years. So, you know, I didn't think I was like that. I didn't think I was a good singer like that for real. So I was always shy. I wasn't really confident with it. People knew I sang, but it was like, they're like singing. I'm like, no. You know? Mm-hmm. So once I got to LA and got introduced to the dance world, started meeting producers, I met my producer Yanni. And he's like, you sing? And I was like, yeah. And then, you know, I got introduced to the recording studios, started just chilling there all the time, started, you know, recording songs. It started there for me. And then eventually I started writing my own songs, started messing around with different production, and started just, you know, messing around with my voice and just seeing like what I could do with it. So after that, I became a writer, and now I'm me, so.
Yeah, and your voice, you work on your voice, because when I first heard your song, Little Baby, I said, another European taking over my check. Because I swear, all I heard was a European voice, little really? Baby. I was like, y esta muchacha. And then when I found out you're Dominican, I said, this witch right
here.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Now, but how did you, like, what's the way of learning how to work with your voice? Like, do you have to go la 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 la?
I mean, just like, I guess, playing around with different melodies and just different vocal ranges. Like, I guess for me, how I write in the studio is like, I usually throw a beat on and then I'll just like freestyle different melodies or different words sometimes. So if a beat's playing, I'll be like, da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll just go in and like do that, and then I could do my falsetto. I started being like, oh, my falsetto's nice. Like, I had a strong falsetto, so I was like, okay, I need to add that more into my music.
What's a falsetto?
You don't know what a falsetto is? It's like,
give me a little taste.
It's like, I don't know. It's like
the Mariah, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's your head voice. So yeah. It's like versus your full voice, like my little baby. That's full. So if I was in falsetto doing that, I'd be like, my little baby, change your voice. Day. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be a falsetto, like my head voice. So it's like more airy and like pretty.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, so you got your falsetto voice popping, and you're still doing dancing though.
I mean, I'm dancing like in my music.
Well, not your music, but I'm saying like while you were creating.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You know, you're singing. Are
we
still dancing?
I would say I stopped professionally dancing when I had an opportunity to go on tour with an artist, or, you know, just focus on my music. At this point, you know, I was always putting out music. Like with the artists that I worked with, they all knew I did music, but, you know, it was always kind of on standby or like wasn't really taken seriously because, you know, I'm dancing behind artists. Who's going to be like, oh, that's a star behind an artist?
Yeah, because a lot of times we just don't pay attention.
Yeah, like,
I pay
you're
attention
looking
to
at
that
the
hair,
very
though.
Person.
Yeah.
Thank you. So it's like, I was like, you know what? I can't. This is what I want to do. Like, I need to just stop, you know? And then from there, I was like, I got started getting a hit up by labels because of the music I had been putting out. So I was like, you know what? Let me take these meetings, see what's up, because I can't do this like without money, because dancing was what the money was, you know, for me. So started reaching out to labels, got a meeting with LA Reid at Epic, Interscope, and then Def Jam was last. And, you know, Def Jam was home for me, and now we're here.
Well, when you were taking these meetings, were you feeling yourself? I would have been like, meet up.
No, at this point, I was kind of in a place of like really trying to figure it out. So I wanted to really like find a home and like really just like, because I had been scared of labels. Prince was one that told me like, yo, be careful. Like, don't be signing nothing. You could sign your life away. Like, you know, he had been through it with the industry like that. So owning his masters, things like that, you know. So, you know, I was super careful. And like the other labels, they wanted me to be like pop and like heels and sexualized and all this stuff. And I was like, yo, that's not me. Then Def Jam, my A&R too. We and him had the same vision. He was like, I'm looking for that cool girl that, you know what I'm saying, that has that vibe. And he felt like that was me with the tone. And that's where I ended
a
up.
A stylish one, I say.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I hear about the sneaker. Mm-hmm. What is it? Lady Foot Locker you got hooked up with?
Yeah, yeah. They loving your girl right here. So they hooking me up.
Get out.
Yeah, showing love.
What about with any other brands? Like, is Foot Locker by itself, are you exclusive with them?
No,
and
I'm
what
not
is it exactly?
You know, we're just doing, you know, different things with each other, like as far as different activations, you know. I'm doing the meet and greet today with them. They helped me out with the show. They styled my dancers, gave me some shoes, things like that. So
yeah, I'm a size 9.
I got you.
Mándamelo para acá. Somos prima, ya.
We family, for real.
When somebody says prima, they cousin. Yeah, man.
So I did the Foot Locker commercial. Yeah. So that's where I got the real connection. Like, that's where I started.
The only female on that damn commercial.
Duh.
Again, another chance for you to be like, mira quién soy yo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. I know I go Spanglish, but it's for me when I can rock out with somebody who understands
absolutely
what I'm saying, I gotta go in.
I love
now,
it.
You were black hair before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now
I have been red hair, black, so, braids. I didn't know everything.
Is it true that blondes have more fun?
I mean, I'm the same with black hair.
I don't know.
Wait, what you mean? You
no.
want to go blondes and see?
Yo, I think I'm going blonde.
You would look beautiful with blonde. You have really beautiful eyes, so
real,
you should do it.
I'm wondering, because my friend, he's like, yo, I want you to go blonde.
Do it. You have the eyes for it. Like,
I'm afraid of it, though.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't flush you out. It looks good on you.
Thank you. It won't look, it'll look good on you. I could just,
sure?
I picture it right now.
Mira, because yo te llamo, muchacha. This don't look good. This does
no,
not
I
look
promise.
Good.
It'll look good. I could tell.
It better.
You good.
Now, let's talk about the plan, the birth of the child. Your first baby without having to get stretch marks. How did this all come to be with Little Baby and all that?
The plan. I'm so excited. It's my debut album. You know, this whole year, as like when I started working with Def Jam, I had just been recording, you know, everything that I've been going through. And, you know, I have a plan for my life, you know, to take care of my family, everything they've done, the hustle, everything that I've gone through, you know, a relationship I was in. I sing about that in my album.
What song is that? ¿Y qué te hizo? Let me know. Let me know what he do to you.
You know.
Now that we're cousins and I'm getting a size 9 pair of sneakers. What? What?
Yeah, you know, it was just like, you hear
an Orlando boy or an L.A. boy?
No, L.A., yeah.
Ay, los cholos.
I've been in L.A.
Hey, what's up, my Mexicanos?
No cholos. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
But I'm just saying, like, he wasn't. So, yeah. No, it's just, you know, everything.
He cheated on you?
Yeah.
What the hell? Was it with a friend?
No.
I was like, I'll cut that chick.
I know.
No?
We go find her.
Yo. Put that hair up, and Vaselina, and we out.
Right.
All right. And then what tune's about your family?
Family Only is actually called. Yeah. So that's one of my favorite records on there.
Is there anything for your mom?
Yeah, yeah.
And your parents.
Mama knew that I was special. Yeah, yeah. It's in there. You'll hear it on the album. So I'm excited to put it out. I wanted to show my versatility as an artist. I show my R&B side of Danny. I show my trap in the club and my feelings type Danny. Mm-hmm. My happy, jolly Danny dance Danny's in there. And then my Dominican Danny, too. I got a Yo No Sé is my Latin record on there with my brother Bill. So
is he the one that wrote it or you wrote it?
Oh, we wrote it together.
Oh, you wrote it? Oh,
yeah, I wrote everything on my album, like, with somebody. Like, you know, like, I'm a part of it all, so.
Because, you know, if your brother is the one, unless he's like my brother, if it's a hit, he's going to be like, it's a hit because I made it.
Yeah, right?
Because I did it, you know?
Nah. We did it together. We have good chemistry writing, so it's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. And with your, you said that your dance record, is there more dance than anything on the album? Because, I mean, that makes for a great music video.
I think even my R&B records make you move. Like, I think all my music makes you dance. It can make you slow dance. It can make you just ride, you know what I'm saying? But it'll always, like, it's always a vibe. Like, it's always, like, a movement. You never hear, like, oh, like, I don't know. Like, it's always a vibe, you know?
Which is the one that I'm going to make love to my Tinder over here?
Probably Do It To Me. For sure, Do It To Me.
Really? Is it one that you could get on the rhythm?
Absolutely, yeah. It's like, it got an old school vibe. You guys going to feel in love. Like, yeah.
That's my girl right here. Okay. Now, if he makes me mad, what record?
If he makes you mad, The Plan, the first intro record.
For
yeah.
Real?
Or Don't Mean Nothing, that one too.
What, Don't Be Nothing or
Don't Mean Nothing?
Don't Mean Nothing. Oh, that's hard though. Yeah. He means the world to me.
No,
so
no, that's not what I'm talking about on the record. I'm not saying he don't mean nothing, like, but you'll hear it.
Okay. Now, before we get into the performance, because which ones are you doing today?
I'm going to do Blue Chips and Lil Baby.
Oh, yeah. I just heard Blue Chips. I was like,
you
yes,
did.
Girl.
Hey, thank you.
Because I told you I started stalking you.
Yeah?
So I was just like, let me run down this whole rabbit hole.
Oh, cool.
Of Danny Lay. But let me... You're a sneakerhead, right? Can I say that or no?
Mm-hmm,
you're sure?
Yeah.
We're going to play a game.
Oh, gosh.
Yes,
here we go.
Ma'am. Vamos away. Okay. First one. What is this? Wait. Oh, damn it. Can't
tell. Oh, I would have known that shoe because I have it, so.
Oh, damn you.
I mean, show it to me.
Ahí vamos.
Those are the Stan Smiths.
Okay.
Those are the 11s. The, what are they called? The Blue Gamma Elements, right? Those are the Yeezy 700s.
I gotta look, because I'm not the sneakerhead. Lipstick, I would have told you.
What are those called? The Zebra something Yeezys. I can't remember what they're called.
Yeah. 350s.
350s, right?
Don't look at the answer. Don't be cheating, kid. No. I just complimented you on your tattoos. All right, whatever. And then here we go.
The other ones you skipped, those I really want super bad. So if you guys got a plug of that one. Those are the one off-whites.
Yeah. That's them right there.
The flyer.
And then
the other ones are the Sean Witherspoons.
Yeah. I don't want to show her because she already knew.
Okay, come on now.
She's a sneakerhead. And I hear you're also a tattoo fiend. You got your own tattoo artist?
I do, yeah. He's actually based out here.
And you take him everywhere with you? That's how we
No. Every time I come to New York, I get a tat. I don't have crazy tattoos, but I have cute little ones.
Let me see. I see the ones on your hand.
Let me see.
I'm addicted to tattoos. I want to get a sleeve. Anybody who takes my idea, I know you got it from me. I want to get a club on my sleeve, like on my arm, a club, but a religious club. So you'll have Jesus on the turntable, Mary on the mic, St. Michael doing security.
Club?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, St. Jude and St. Anthony at the bar drinking and smoking. And then Ganesh will be doing a breakdancing on the inside with an Adidas outfit. What?
That's lit. Are you going to really do that?
Yo, I want that. I'm looking for a tattoo artist to do it for
do
me.
Do it. Mama
bella tuya. Sácatelo, sácatelo.
So...
Here, I'll hold it. Give me. Come close.
Okay. So this one says VVBB. That's Vladimir, Vicky, Brandon, Brianna. That's my mom, dad, brother, sister.
Hey.
This is my
life. I mean, the ice. Baby, look at that ice. Oh, come on.
This is my Danny Lion tattoo for my lions. They put me together, so I made it creative. This one right here says patience. And then I got one like right here that says favored.
Let me see
it's
that
my, actually my favorite one.
My first one. Oh, these are cute little ones.
Yeah. And then back here I have 11/11.
Can you see it? I think we can see it.
I have another one like over here. It says inspired to inspire.
Watch the boobs, girl.
And then I got my name right here, like my logo.
Okay.
So you can see. And then I got a palm tree right here for Cali in Miami. And then is that it? Oh, I have my, this one is actually a team tattoo. It's a cross. We all got it. And then aww, this one right here says pray. Y'all can see.
Oh, yeah.
What did you say? Oh, and then I have one right here that says strong and it's in red ink. So that's pretty cool.
Get out. Would you ever get a tattoo for a brand if they paid the check? Don't be careful,
I mean,
with the
if
answer.
If it was a cool brand, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Probably like a cool little Nike check. I'd probably do it.
Yes, girl.
I'd probably buy. Why not?
Are you that much of a fan of sneakers? How many do you have at your house?
Too many.
You got to buy a house for your sneakers?
That's the goal. Yeah, that's the goal. For sure. There'll be a whole room. No, I mean, not a house for sneakers, but a room for sneakers. Yeah.
What's your favorite sneaker you have in your collection? Like, they're like the...
My favorite sneakers in general are the Jordan 1s. I just love those. They're real easy. They're dope. But my favorite sneaker... I don't know. I really liked my white Jordan 1 off-whites that I had, that I wore in Blue Chips, actually. But they're kind of messed up now because I went underwater with them.
So, disrespectful.
I know, but that was memories. Like, you know, it's a cool
every time you
thing.
Look at them, they were in water.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait to see you. What's that one show on online where they go sneaker shopping? Complex, right? Mm-hmm. Are you going to do that soon?
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
Fine. Do when you do it, find the ones with the Dominican flag, so I know you thought
I've
of me.
I've been wanting those, yes.
Do it for us.
I'm going to definitely get siempre. Those. Yeah, yeah.
All right, it's that time for Danny Lay to get on the stage and perform. Please put your hands... Well, give us a couple seconds, because I got to waddle my ass out of here, okay? but put your hands together right now for Danny Lay. She'll be performing. Hackensack Meridian Health Stage 17. Wait, don't start yet. Don't start yet. I need help. Yeah, I need some help, please.
How y'all feeling? You good? Okay, okay. So I'm gonna do Blue Chips first. Almost
word about me. Got the keys, spell it out, I'm saying. Ain't that about to buzz about me. Watch me flip my roof up, boss up, get my paper. Little bit, you want to do some? I'm like some blue chips. How I do this? Pop up with some new shit. Extra cool shit. I'm like some blue chips. How I do this? Pop up with some new shit. Extra cool shit.
So last one, man. Yeah. This that little baby. Y'all heard this one? Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah.
My little baby. Change your price tag. There's a hook break on the watch that. Yeah, I'm all work. If you want that, is your rope lane.
We need more than one night, yeah. It's all mine when I see you on site, yeah. On site, it's so good you miss your flight, yeah. It's so excited, yeah. Been waiting to get with you,
oh yeah, oh yeah.
Can't send love through pictures,
no way, no way.
Get your chance, baby, don't miss it. Let you tell it what, and the best that you never had, and the best that you never had.
Little baby, change your price tag. That's a upgrade on the watch, yeah. Yeah, I'm all work. If you want that, is your role playing?
Never had,
hey.
I'm the best
that
you never had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My little baby, change your price tag. That's a upgrade on the watch, yeah. Yeah, I'm all work. If you want that, it's your role play.
You guys.
Sorry. I'm disabled. I'm good. Oh, Cuba. There we go. That's Cuba back there. Cuba. Yeah. She from Miami, Cuba.
You too?
Another. He's from Miami too.
Hey, look.
He loves it. He loves when he hears somebody from Miami. That's Pero nice. Mira, I thought you were going to tear up and dance. I'm going to need you to. Can we bring it back a little bit? Like, I'm gonna be crippled out here.
You're
going to
be dancing with me?
Yeah, come on. Put the mic down. Right, let's have some fun. Everybody got to get up too.
I know.
That's how
like,
we do
I
here. Come on,
like,
come on.
You know what I'm saying?
We gotta, party around
I
here.
I feel that.
Come on. You going to dance too. You better get your ass up.
Little baby, change your price tag. There's a upgrade on the watch that. Yeah, I'm all work. If you want that, is your role play.
You miss your flight, yeah. It's so exciting.
So excited, yeah.
Been waiting to get with you.
I'm the backup.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Can't
price tag. That's a hook. I know, watch that. Yeah, I'm on work. If you want that, is your role.
I need the bag.
I can't go back. I won't do that. Get it straight, nothing personal. I choose myself, yeah, I'm first. Been waiting to get with you.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Can't send love through a business.
Oh wait, oh wait.
Get your chance, baby, don't miss it. Let you tell it. I'm the best that you never had. I'm the best that you never had.
Yeah.
My little baby. Change your price tag. That's a hook. I know, watch that. Yeah, I'm on work. If you want that, is your role.
Energy, I love that. Yeah. Y'all see my shows on Instagram, I'll be going crazy.
Yo, you have such great energy.
Thank you.
I wish you nothing but the success. I'm out of breath.
Thank
I gotta
you.
Sit down, my leg hurts. Oh my
god. You was killing it though.
You're not trying.
You wanna come on the road with me?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, give me five with that. That's all. There we go. I need to secure another bag. Oh my god, the plan. This Friday, pick it up, support her, follow her on Instagram. Tell them again. On your Instagram.
My Instagram.
So, yeah.
I am Dani Lay, if you guys don't know.
So. And in the count of three, I need everybody to help me wish her an early happy birthday. Because you're turning, what, 24?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
December 20th.
There you go. So in the count of three. Una, two, three. Happy
birthday.
No, we got to sing it, damn it. This is a radio station. We sing. Una, two, we'll do both.
Ooh.
Three, English first.
Happy birthday.
We'll do three version. Come on.
Cha, cha, cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Ooh,
cha,
ooh.
Cha, cha.
This is the
one. If I like.
But I need a what about the Stevie Wonder version? Three, two, one. Happy birthday to ya. Hey, happy birthday to ya.
Happy birthday.
Hey.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya.
Okay, there we go. This is what we do here at Hackensack Meridian Health 817. We have it a party every time, so please do not miss out on the next one. Again, put your hands together for Dani Lay.
Thank you guys.